You're listening to an African Element's top news story for September 04, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The District of Columbia, with a majority black and brown population, faces renewed threats to its limited self-governance. President Donald Trump has supported congressional efforts to place D.C. under direct federal control, which would erode the city's autonomy and could reinstate a D.C. control board. In December 2024, Trump-backed congressional pushes for this direct control, which some Republicans seek to implement. While Congress can already vet D.C. laws under home rule, the proposed changes would go further, reinstating direct federal oversight as at D.C.'s founding. Trump's comments in February 2025 were viewed as part of ongoing anti-democratic rhetoric regarding D.C. The president can reinstate the D.C. control board, which would significantly reduce self-governance. D.C. home rule, established by the Home Rule Act of 1973, allows residents to elect their mayor and city council, granting some autonomy. However, all D.C. legislation requires congressional approval. The Bowser Act proposes to repeal home rule, stripping D.C. of its elected local government and returning control to Congress. This would mean Congress would directly manage the city's budget and laws, removing local representation. The distinction between Congress's current authority and proposed direct control is significant. Currently, Congress has veto power over D.C. legislation, but direct control would eliminate local governance entirely. The D.C. Control Board, established in 1995, oversaw the city's financial management during a fiscal crisis and curtailed home rule authority. The board was phased out in 2001 after financial improvements. Reinstating the control board would require new legislation from Congress and presidential approval. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the U.S. Constitution grants Congress exclusive legislative authority over D.C., allowing it to create governing structures. Mayor Muriel Bowser has faced criticism for her perceived cooperation with federal law enforcement under Trump, despite her opposition to federal intervention. In March 2025, Bowser was described as dealing with Trump, reflecting a complex relationship regarding federal control and homelessness. In January 2024, she criticized federal forces in D.C., questioning their presence. Bowser has consistently advocated for D.C. autonomy and opposed federal control efforts undermining self-governance. Despite opposition, congressional Republicans introduced legislation to repeal D.C.'s home rule, including the Bowser Act named after her. In July 2025, this legislation aimed to repeal home rule 1 year after passage. The bill's proponents cite corruption, crime, and incompetence in D.C. governance as justification for federal control. Critics argue that the push for federal intervention undermines the democratic rights of D.C. residents. Senator Mike Lee and Representative Andy Ogles claim D.C. governance has been an embarrassment for decades, citing non-citizen voting as a reason for intervention. Delegate Norton stated that the Republican response seeks to take away democracy from D.C.'s nearly 700,000 residents. Repealing home rule or federal takeover would profoundly impact D.C. residents' daily lives and political rights. Local decisions would be made by individuals not accountable to D.C. voters, effectively disenfranchising residents. The historical context of D.C.'s governance is crucial to understanding current debates. At its founding, D.C. was under direct federal control. The Home Rule Act of 1973 was a significant step toward granting residents a voice in local affairs. A return to direct federal control would undermine decades of efforts for greater autonomy and representation for D.C. residents. Political motivations appear rooted in asserting federal authority over a city that often aligns with democratic policies, regardless of the impact on its residents. Copyright, African Elements.